Nick Speaker is the deputy chair of the Lib Dems. He's speaking on behalf of almost the Lib Dem party against this war. It's Jonathan McCarthy.
Hello, lovers of peace, because that's what we are, lovers of peace, all of you. Do not underestimate your power. Already, you have achieved miracles. You have achieved the biggest demonstration in British history. You have achieved the biggest rebellion on the Labour benches in history. You have achieved recognition from the Tory and Labour front benches. You have helped people like me and the Liberal Democrats ensure that every single last Liberal Democrat MP voted no for this war. And your actions today is seen by millions and millions of Muslims and Islamic people across the world showing that we are with them. We, the people of Britain, love peace. You have no more children. Accuse the Liberal Democrats of being traitors for not supporting the truth prior to this war. May I say to them, it's the most patriotic thing we can do is to not put our troops into an illegal war. It is patriotic not to put our troops' lives at risk for a war not endorsed by the UN. A war not endorsed by Kofi Annan. A war that's declared illegal by Mary Robinson. That's patriotic. And I say to those who say that this is not all, they are right. Those who say this is about dictatorship, I say, look at the amount of dictatorships that Tony Blair is selling arms to. Tony Blair is telling us a fib of lies. Bush supplies dictators around this world. We know this thing is about oil. But I have something difficult to say for you and for me. Every single one of us today, if we go home and we turn on our electricity, if we go home today and we drive our car, we are part of the oil economy. And the oil economy is driving this war. So I challenge you today, go home and think about your contribution to the oil economy. Go home today and stop driving your car when you don't need it. Go home today and get out to work. You as a Liberal Democrat, take yourselves back to September the 11th. Remember those people when they said goodbye to their loved ones and they were about to die. They did not call for war. They did not call for revenge. They called for peace. Let it not be our message today. Peace.